Well, on this Monday morning, we are certainly thinking of Georgetown basketball coach John Thompson, who died at the age of 78. Of course, John Thompson led the Georgetown Hoyas to the 1984 National Championship. He became the first black head coach to win an NCAA title. Powerful figure, strong figure, had so many young people that he mentored and led. He will be missed. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, August 31st. I'm Abe Madcore. Yes, one more week of summer, or as someone told me over the weekend, can you tell me when summer begins? But we've got a lot of news this morning. First, we had it in Weekend Wrap yesterday. It broke over the weekend. Steve Cohen is in exclusive talks to acquire the Mets. He has edged out a group led by Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez, as well as Josh Harris and David Blitzer. The deal is worth perhaps about $2.5 billion. Now, this comes about 7 years after SAC Capital pleaded guilty to insider trading. That, of course, is Cohen's firm. Cohen himself was never charged with a crime. Sources said that Cohen's bid of $2.5 billion was around $100 million more than the next closest bid submitted by A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez, who in a statement over the weekend announced that they had pulled out of the process. So what's next? Cohen needs 23 of the 30 MLB owners to vote for his approval. Now, we all know that Steve Cohen reportedly has some detractors in the ownership circle. So this is what you're wanting to keep an eye on now. Does he have the votes to seal the deal? Meanwhile, a good indication of the value of MLS teams and soccer overall will come up soon, because Real Salt Lake owner Delroy Hansen informed MLS of his plans yesterday to sell all three of his soccer teams: Real Salt Lake, the National Women's Soccer League, Utah Royals FC, and a USL team, Real Monarch. So that's three teams that could be very, very interesting for a prospective buyer. Of course, this news comes on the heels of multiple reports alleging a history of racist comments and behavior by Hansen. On Friday, MLS says it was launching an investigation into his behavior. And so on Sunday, Hansen put the teams up for sale. And again, you're going to want to keep an eye on the purchase price, on the valuations of these teams. These are solid teams, especially with the NWSL gaining more popularity and a larger footprint. And even the value of USL teams has continued to increase. But this will be a very good indicator of valuations during the pandemic. Well, you know what I'll miss going to this week? Yep, you got it. The U.S. Open. I've been going for years, like so many of you who are listening. It's one of the best events. Has so much energy, so much grit, so many people. I love the vibe. And, of course, it begins today without fans. It's the first major sporting event in New York. Of course, New York's had other events, but this will be the first major two-week event with no fans. The biggest indication, the biggest difference for me, of course, will be the empty stands. You'll hear everything. You'll hear the balls. You'll probably hear the ESPN announcers. The USTA is working with IBM to bring in some piped in sounds. So the US Open experience, unlike any other that we've had, begins today. What you want to keep an eye on for the tennis world: what Novak Djokovic did over the weekend, forming a breakaway body to represent the interests of male tennis players outside the current structure of the ATP, is very noteworthy. What other players go with him? What will they try to do to represent the players? So Djokovic resigned his leadership role along with another player in the ATP's player council. And while details are scarce, this is the biggest threat to the ATP. Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal criticized Djokovic's move over the weekend. How many players go with Novak? What do they want to change? Would they attempt to bargain collectively? These are all issues we're going to want to keep an eye on as he forms this body outside of the ATP. We are just over a week from the start of the NFL season, and Peter King today has details about how the NFL will engage in several social justice causes this season. They will allow players to have the name of a black person wronged in a confrontation with police emblazoned on the back of their helmets. Players could also use terms like stop hate, it takes all of us, end racism, and Black Lives Matter on the back of their helmet. Meanwhile, end zones in the NFL will have it takes all of us on one end line and End Racism on the other end line. Meanwhile, if you missed it, check out Weekend Wrap. There were some very strong statements by leaders in the NFL about social injustice and racial equality. Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy recorded a strong video message on Saturday that called for NFL team owners to get behind their players to make real change in society. He called out NFL owners specifically, calling them powerful, privileged positions that can make a huge difference. Meanwhile, Pete Carroll, very strong message. He called out coaches, said coaches need to coach up, and it's a leadership opportunity, and they have to step up and no more being quiet. So you're seeing real leaders in the NFL step up. We're going to want to see who else follows in Mark Murphy and Pete Carroll's footsteps here. Well, let's finish up with two things. The College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta laid off about half of its full-time staff and reduced its days of operation to cut expenses amid the coronavirus. The College Football Hall of Fame reopened July 1 after a 3.5-month shutdown, but it still is seeing soft attendance and event cancellations, and so had to make adjustments to staffing and their hours. And if you read a clip over the weekend, the Boston Globe's Michael Silverman has a very good profile of Michael Gordon. Who is Michael Gordon? Well, he's the third largest stakeholder in Fenway Sports Group. He is very much below the radar, but he is a very powerful voice in that organization. He is really credited with turning around Liverpool. I can just tell you from my sourcing, Michael Gordon is incredibly well regarded among sports leadership circles within Fenway Sports Group. He is seen as a real leader, of course, after John Henry and Tom Werner, but very, very few people know him. That's the way he wants it. A very good piece in the Boston Globe that you're going to want to check out. Well, I do want to end with this. On October 13th, SBJ is hosting the 2020 Intersport Brand Innovation Summit. If you work in sports marketing or if you're on the brand side of the business, I highly encourage you to attend this virtual event. Early bird pricing on this event ends this Friday, and you can register today in our show notes. We got some great speakers for this. It is going to be the de facto sports brand leadership conference of the year. So you're going to want to hear from leaders from the brand side talk about how they are leading during a time of difficulty. That's our Brand Innovation Summit on October 13th. Register today in our show notes. So as I said, a lot going on this Monday, August 31st, the last Monday of August. That is your Morning Buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great start to your week. Be good, be healthy, and be good to each other. And I will talk to you tomorrow.